Hello and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We are live on StreamGuys.com and FresnoGrizzlies.com. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here for Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. My name is Steven Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play for tonight's game. Game 2 of 3 between the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. The 2023 season is underway, and boy, it started off on the right paw for the Fresno Grizzlies. Last night, a 5-3 win in 10 innings for the Grizzlies, and it included a comeback victory. 17 times in 2022, the Grizzlies came back to win a game, make it 1 on the 2023 season. Last night, as we said, 5-3 in 10 innings. The Grizzlies trailed 3-1 heading to the ninth inning before Cody Huff had an RBI double, and then Cody Huff scored on a wild pitch with two outs in the top of the ninth to tie the game at 3. The game would head into extra innings, and then Parker Kelly, a two-run homer to left field, gave the Grizzlies a 5-3 win in 10 innings. The Grizzlies' bats did strike out 16 times last night, but the Grizzlies' pitching was on point all night, led by Jordy Vargas, 5 innings of work, 6 hits, 2 runs. He struck out 3, did not issue a walk, and the bullpen was fantastic. Sergio Sanchez, 2 innings of work. Zach Agnos picked up the save, and the win went to Gabriel Rodriguez. Rodriguez is now 3-0 all-time as a Fresno Grizzly. But that leads us into Friday night fun. We have a great pitching matchup for you for game 2 of the 2023 season, game 2 of the first series of the year, and game 2 between very, very similar and good baseball teams. Tonight's pitching matchup is a pair of right-handers. We'll start with the Grizzlies right-hander in Connor Stain, the UCF product, a fifth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. He will get the ball for the first time in his professional career, and he will be battling the right-hander from the San Jose Giants in Hayden Birdsong, who joined the Giants at the end of last season. The Grizzlies did get a chance to see what Birdsong was made of, but I heard he's even better than he was last year from pitching coach Dan Runsler. So that should be a lot of fun to watch, the pitching matchup between Connor Stain and Hayden Birdsong for Friday Night Baseball from chilly San Jose, California, here for Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I got a chance to sit down with right-handed pitcher Jordy Vargas, who made his Grizzlies 2023 debut last night, has pitched a couple times already with Fresno over the past couple of seasons. Got a chance to sit down with Jordy Vargas and translator Gabriel Rodriguez, and we talked a little bit about Vargas's career getting here, a little bit about his dad and what it means to him, and then we got a little bit of a laugh when it came to Vargas telling about his favorite taco that he has had. Trust me, you might get a good laugh at it as well. I know I did. All right. When we come back after this commercial break, you will hear that interview with Jordy Vargas, Gabriel Rodriguez, and myself. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball right here on StreamGuys and FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Interview with right-handed pitcher Jordy Vargas and with translator left-handed pitcher Gabriel Rodriguez in 3, 2, 1. I bring in two amazing pitchers for the Fresno Grizzlies, right-hander Jordy Vargas, and of course, thanks for the translation for everything, left-handed pitcher Gabriel Rodriguez. Thanks for joining me, fellas.
Yes, sir. Gracias.
So I really want to talk about your upbringing. Your dad played baseball here in America. Can you talk a little bit about your dad and what he means to you?
Que cuando tu papá crecía estaba jugando béisbol profesional aquí en Estados Unidos, él quiere saber que cuando tú crecías, ¿cómo eso se sentía para ti?
Se sentía muy bien porque siempre pensaba en que él era la motivación mía para poder llegar a la Grande Liga y que siempre iba a estar para mí en los malos momentos porque sabía que me iba a pasar en el juego y todas esas cosas.
He says that it's really good because he has someone to look up to and that he's trying to make it to the big leagues for him, and he knows that in the bad situations his dad is going to be there backing him up because he already been through that.
So his name was Yorkies, and he was a very, very good ball player too. But growing up in Moca, Dominican Republic, you know, how was your upbringing as a whole, and where did your love start? Was it with your dad?
Cuando iba creciendo, obviamente tu papá jugó béisbol aquí en Estados Unidos. Y cuando tú estabas creciendo en República Dominicana, ¿cómo se sentía? O sea, ¿cómo explica el proceso de cuando estabas creciendo? ¿Cuándo fue que te enamoraste del béisbol? Si tu papá fue que te inculcó eso. ¿Cómo te sentías?
Yo siempre jugaba béisbol, pero al saber que mi papá jugaba también, era como una motivación para mí. Y siempre veía las fotos de él, todo, y eso me motivaba más a jugar béisbol.
¿Y a qué edad más o menos tú decidiste
jugar? A los 8.
Okay. He started playing baseball when he was 8, and obviously his dad was the one who like pushed him to play. It wasn't obligated, it was all natural. That's why when he started playing, he was already 8 years old.
So, you know, when it comes to the way you pitch, you're very dominant. We got to see it a little bit last year here in Fresno. But what can we expect about Jordy Vargas here in 2023?
El año pasado lo decías como un pitcher bien dominante. Obviamente, tú tienes estos pases dominantes. ¿Qué vamos a esperar este año de ti?
Muchas grandes cosas. Espero dominar esta liga para pasar al próximo nivel con grandes éxitos.
He said, you guys can expect really good things this year. He came ready, he prepared himself mentally and physically, and he is going to have a lot of success this year.
We have talked about your success, but Baseball America also talked about your success this year. You were voted the best curveball in the Rocky system. How does that make you feel?
Dice que tú has tenido éxito hasta ahora y que en Baseball America, que es una revista de Estados Unidos, dijeron que tu curva es la mejor curva en los Estados Unidos. ¿Qué piensas sobre eso?
Muy bueno, me siento muy feliz porque es algo que siempre he querido y gracias a Dios lo estoy logrando poco a poco todas mis metas.
He said that he feels really blessed, like God gave him that pitch and he dominates it.
So, you know, you've been in the Rocky system for a couple of years now, playing in the Dominican Republic, and then you had to come on over here. What were your first thoughts about coming to the United States, and what do you think about Fresno?
Obviamente, estuviste mucho tiempo allá en República Dominicana, jugando pelota allá, ¿verdad? Cuando firmaste profesional, pero ¿cómo se sintió ese cambio de venir de allá a Estados Unidos y cómo te sientes ahora estando en Fresno?
Muy bien, es todo diferente, como la práctica, como me hacen sentir. En Dominicana me hace sentir bien, igual que aquí, pero en verdad me siento muy bien.
He said that it's a little bit different from back home. It's a little more colder here, but they have treated him well here. He feels welcome to be here.
We have a beautiful ballpark. You've seen a lot of ballparks around the California League. What do you think about Chicchansi Park?
Tú has visto muchos parques de béisbol mientras estaba aquí en Estados Unidos en la liga del año pasado. ¿Qué tú piensas sobre este parque?
Creo que es uno de los más bonitos. Y me gusta mucho, en verdad. No, nunca he pensado en otro. Este me gusta mucho.
He said, no doubt this is the best stadium he's ever played, and he feels at home here.
Well, we hope we don't have you long here, but since you've been here, have you ever tried the tacos here or other food? And if so, what is your favorite food here in Fresno?
Que sea, en el tiempo que he estado aquí, o sea, nosotros no queremos que te quedes mucho tiempo aquí, pero en el tiempo que he estado aquí, ¿has probado la comida? ¿Te gustan los tacos aquí?
Bastante me gustan, yes.
¿Cuál es tu taco favorito?
El con carne, guacamole y queso.
He said that he likes carnitas.
I mean, we love our carnitas. We love food as a whole. But we're really excited to see you pitch this year. We'll talk a little bit more in the future with you. But Jordy, good luck. We can't wait to see what you do this year. And Gabriel, thank you for helping out with this interview.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back right after this.
Awesome.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark for game two of three between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Welcome back to beautiful San Jose, California. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, that interview with Jordy Vargas and Gabriel Rodriguez was a lot of fun. Getting a chance to talk to a up-and-coming star in the Rockies system, the number 13 overall prospect in Jordy Vargas. And Gabriel Rodriguez, again, thank you for the translation as well. It was a lot of fun talking to both these guys. But we have some baseball to play tonight. So that brings us to tonight's starting lineups between the Fresno Grizzlies and San Jose Giants. First, we'll give you the lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, led by manager Steve Solis. First year at the helm for Steve Solis. He is the 13th field manager in Fresno Grizzlies history. And here is his starting lineup. Leading off, playing second base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth in right field, number 34, Yankiel Fernandez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, third baseman, number 15, and the MVP from last night, the two-run homer man, Parker Kelly himself. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, Connor Stain. So again, it's Perez, Huff, Betancourt, Fernandez, Bugarin, Ritter, Andrews Jr., Kelly, Snyder, and Connor Stain on the bump. Now here's the lineup for the home team, the San Jose Giants, led by manager Jeremiah Knockstead. And it will go like this. Batting first, the center fielder, number 9, Carter Howell. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the third baseman, number 46, Thomas Gavello. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 26, Edison Mora. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. And batting ninth, and always in the ninth spot for San Jose, the right fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. And tonight's starting pitcher for San Jose is the right-hander, Hayden Birdsong. So again, it will be Howell, Velasquez, Gavello, Perez, Cachel, Ramos, Mora, Otremba, and Suarez with the starting pitcher, Hayden Birdsong. Manager is currently going to the home plate to talk to the umpires about all the ground rules here at Excite Ballpark. Our home plate umpire is Andrew Schirock, and our first base umpire and our bases umpire is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And then the team for San Jose will take the field, and then we'll have our national anthem. The Grizzlies will be wearing their grays. They have their black F-slash hat, while San Jose are wearing their black uniforms with the white pants, and they are wearing their tricolored hats, orange bill, white in the front, and then black in the back of their cap as well. So again, grays for the Grizzlies and black for the San Jose Giants to get us ready. Crowd still trickling in here at Excite Ballpark. It is a chilly Friday night, but we are ready for some great baseball here in San Jose. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch here in San Jose, California.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. The Giants are taking the field with a couple kiddos as well as we get ready for Friday night baseball here in San Jose, California. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys and FresnoGrizzlies.com. We are just a couple days away from the Grizzlies home opener against the Stockton Ports on Tuesday, April 11th. As the Giants finish taking the field, we will head it down for the national anthem.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise. Gentlemen, please remove your caps. Members of the military and veterans may render an appropriate hand salute as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. With us this evening to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone, the Music School.
A great national anthem to get us started here for Friday night baseball here at Excite Ballpark. Hello again. Welcome to the broadcast booth. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies 1-0 on the season. They are first place in the North Division standings. San Jose tied for last place in the Northern Division standings after losing to the Grizzlies last night. Modesto beat Stockton last night, so Modesto tied with Fresno at the top of the North Division standings. On the south side, though, Lake Elsinore, they dominated Visalia 17-0. So Lake Elsinore 1-0. They are the reigning California League champions, and that was a great way for them to start their 2023 campaign. Rancho Cucamonga knocked off Inland Empire. It was a great matchup of Maddox Bruns and Griffin Canning. And so that matchup was a lot of fun to watch, but Rancho Cucamonga ends up on top. They are 1-0 on the season as well. So Fresno tied for first. They're looking to go 2-0 to start their 2023 season. And they take on the right-hander in Hayden Birdsong. So it should be a lot of fun to watch this matchup as he'll take on Andy Perez, Cody Huff, and Bryant Betancourt to lead things off. The Grizzlies last night, after winning 5-3, improved to 12-13 all-time on opening day since 1998. That's right. That is right. 25 years of Fresno Grizzlies baseball. So the Grizzlies now 12-13 all-time on opening day. We'll give you that little fun stat a little bit later of what the last four season openers have been for the Grizzlies. But while we do that, Andy Perez will step in for first pitch. 60 degrees, 9 mile per hour winds, and it is very cloudy here in San Jose. Birdsong from the stretch. Here's the first pitch, and it is fouled to the left side by Perez. First pitch hacking, and we are underway here in San Jose. 7:01 is the first pitch, so 1 minute over initial start time. As the second pitch from Birdsong is underway, and it is outside for a ball in the count of 1-1. Hayden Birdsong, 5 pitches, a 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. We'll see what the right-hander brings Perez on the 1-1. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Late movement right there from Birdsong to Perez. And the count now at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. A fastball high and away. And Perez down on strikes. And that is the first strikeout of the contest. Perez down on strikes. 16 times the Grizzlies struck out last night. And San Jose, who's been very good pitching-wise over the past couple of seasons, continued that trend tonight. Here's Cody Huff, the catcher. 2-for-4 last night, as he looks at an off-speed pitch that darts in there. The count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1. And it's up the middle. Base hit for the Grizzlies. Cody Huff 3-for-5 to start his season. He rounds first, and he will head back there. And it's a one-out single for Cody Huff. The Stanford product is on. First base hit of the night for the Grizzlies, and it'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. So we were talking a little bit earlier that the Fresno Grizzlies improved to 12-13 all-time on opening day since 1998 after last night's 5-3 comeback win over the San Jose Giants. The first pitch is high, a fastball from Birdsong, and the count at 1-0. Now the 10-inning win for Fresno gave them their fourth straight win for season openers. They've won their last four season openers. And each of those four wins, they scored exactly 5 runs, as the 1-0 is a fastball that just goes outside, and the count now at 2-0. In both the home games for the Grizzlies, so this would have been in 2019 and 2022, the Grizzlies enjoyed walk-off victories. Here comes the 2-0, and it's ball 3 high, and the count now 3-0 to Bryant Betancourt. Just underway, 0-0, our score. Now on the road, the Grizzlies have been here both times at Excite Ballpark and have won 5-3 in both games. As a check on Huff at first, he's back safely with a head first dive, and we'll do it again at 3-0. But that's right, both road contests were 5-3 wins against the Giants at Excite Ballpark. So the Grizzlies, 4 straight season opener wins. As the green light is on for Betancourt, he swings and misses on a 3-0 pitch that was outside. The count now 3-1. It probably would have been 4 from my point of view. Here comes a 3-1 to Betancourt, and it is a fastball that hits the upper half of the inside part of the plate, and the count now runs full to Betancourt, 3-2. One out in the inning. Cody Huff is the runner at first base, the catcher for the Grizzlies. Betancourt, the batter at the plate, is the first baseman tonight for Fresno. Here comes the 3-2, and it is ball four. It just missed outside. It looked like an off-speed pitch from Birdsong, and it just could not clip the outer half of the plate, and Betancourt works the walk. A very close pitch. Can't be truly upset with the location of that if you're Birdsong. Might get a call here and there from that spot. But now runners at first and second with one out, and the always dangerous Yonkiel Fernandez strides to the plate. The right fielder doubled in his first plate appearance last night. It was a seamy double out to left field. Fernandez, only here for three games, was initially on the Spokane roster. Yes, here's the pitch, and Fernandez looks as an off-speed pitch that hits the dirt and the count at 1-0. But Fernandez's visa will not allow him to get into Canada. With Spokane heading to Vancouver for three games, he cannot get over there. Luckily for him, it doesn't look like Spokane got to play tonight. They had a postponement, so they will have a doubleheader tomorrow as Fernandez swings and misses on some high cheese and the count at 1-1. So Fernandez gets a couple games in here so far, and maybe Spokane maybe doesn't play any games. So this could be some positivity for Fernandez playing here. Here's the 1-1, and it's a curveball, a 12-6 beauty in there on the inner half of the plate, and the count is at 1-2. Nice pitch there from Birdsong. His curveball, probably his best off-speed pitch. So we will see what the 1-2 pitch is here from the righty Birdsong. And it's a grounder foul into the Giants dugout. Heads up over there. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Top of the first, 0-0 our score. The Grizzlies with a runner in scoring position. Runners at first and second with one out. Jesus Bugarin waits on deck, the center fielder for Fresno. Here comes the 1-2 from Birdsong to Fernandez. And it's a ground ball, base hit to left field. That will go down the line. Rounding third, heading home with no throw is Cody Huff. And the Grizzlies are on the board first. It is 1-0. Yonkiel Fernandez has his first RBI of the 2023 campaign. That is RBI number 110 in his Grizzlies career. The RBI single season record holder, Fernandez, does it here. So Betancourt goes from first to second. Huff scores from second. And just like that, it is 1-0 Fresno. Here's Bugarin. And he will swing at a curveball, and it goes off the catcher in Perez. And he goes down in a heap. And hopefully he's okay. I think it caught him in the wrong area, ladies and gentlemen. They'll check on him real quickly. But so now two hits against Birdsong. His first run allowed this season. So runners at first and second, still one out. But Fernandez picks up the RBI on the single to left field. So both of Fernandez's hits have been to left field. It's a tough place to get hits here, and San Jose's pitching staff very, very good. As they still check on Perez right here, I think he seems to be okay. That's not a fun thing right there. Nice little breather for him. Crowd gives him some applause as well as he heads back into his catcher's stance. We'll go back to the count. No balls, one strike. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the first. And the pitch is swung on and missed. A high fastball. And Bugarin comes up empty. The count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Bugarin. And it's a curveball. Just misses inside and the count at 1-2. Could have been a slider that just missed the inner part of the play and the count at 1-2 now from Hayden Birdsong. Runners at first and second, one out. Grizzlies looking to add on here in the first. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled again at the plate. Another good pitch, and Bouguereau just got a piece of it. So the count remains 1-2 against Hayden Birdsong. Birdsong will come set at the belt. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on a miss, a fastball challenging indeed, and Bouguereau down on strikes. 95 from Birdsong, and that is the second out of the inning. Wow, what a pitch right there from Birdsong, and it will bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter was 0 for last night, so he'll look for his first hit as a Fresno Grizzly. And a great opportunity here with runners at first and second, and two outs, 1-0 our score. Here in San Jose, as Ritter swings and misses on an off-speed offering, and the count is at 0-1. Wind is blowing here in San Jose. A little bit of a chilly night compared to what we had last night, but still a pleasant night indeed. Just have to wear a jacket. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Another off-speed pitch, and Ritter comes up empty. He'll take time right there, and the count now at 0-2. Going back to last night's game, though, Fresno, after trailing 3-1 and coming back, scoring 4 runs in their final 2 innings, gave them their 17th or 18th comeback victory over the past 2 seasons. And now 4-3 in extras over the past 2 years, as the 0-2 is a fastball on the outer half of the plate, and Ritter is caught looking. Birdsong strikes out the side, but the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead on a Yankiel Fernandez RBI single. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com and stream, guys.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to San Jose, California at beautiful Excite Ballpark for game 2 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead, as they will now have to face the San Jose lineup. Carter Howell, Diego Velasquez, and Thomas Gavello will face right-hand pitcher Connor Stain. The fifth-round draft pick from 2022 gets ready from the full windup against Carter Howell. And here comes the pitch from the right-hander Stain. And it's a fastball right down the middle at 92, and the count is at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 from Stain, and it's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into the crowd, and a souvenir for a fan. It looks like a little kid is going to go home with a baseball. Always fun to have that. Wow, that's great to see. So 0-2 quickly from Stain to Carter Howell. Last night, Howell 1-for-5. He struck out twice against the right-hander in Connor Stain. Here's the pitch, and it beans Howell. I don't think he wanted that pitch there. Second hit by pitch from Fresno pitching this season. And that is how Connor Stain will start his professional career with the Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes Diego Velasquez. And the first pitch is low, and the count is at 1-0. So 1-0 is the count. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside for a ball, and the count is at 2-0. From Connor Stain to Diego Velasquez. Here comes the 2-0 from Stain of Velasquez. And it is outside, 3. And the count now, 3-0. From Connor Stain. Stain, 6'4", 200 pounds. He is 22 years old from Clinton, New Jersey. Born January 12th, 2001. Here comes the 3-0. And it is low, 4. And just like that, San Jose is in business. Back-to-back batters have reached first and second with nobody out, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Thomas Gavello. So quick mound visit right there as the umpire lets everyone know that's the first mound visit. As Connor Stain gets ready once again. So Connor Stain, 6'4", 200 pounds, bats right, throws right. He is a UCF product. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. The count of 1-0 to Gavello. 6 straight balls now here from Connor Stain. Here's the next pitch, and it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. And it is outside, 3 to from Connor Stain to Thomas Gavello. So 3-0. Here's the pitch. And it is right down the middle. The count now at 3-1. From Stain to Gavello, the third baseman last night, went 2-for-4 with a strikeout. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, 4, and just like that, the bases are loaded with nobody down. So now here comes the catcher in O'Neill Perez. So now here's O'Neill Perez. With the bases loaded and nobody down, here's a pitch from Stain, and it's a little dinker out to left field. It will go foul down the left field line. The count at 0-1. Oh, Perez trying to put it into no man's land and give the Giants a lead. As that's a ground ball, base hit to left field. San Jose has now tied it. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is going all the way through the throw. The tag, he is out. What a throw by the left fielder and Snyder. And they catch the second runner and Velasquez at the plate. Even though this game is tied, there's the first out of the game for Connor Stain. So Hal scores. Velasquez is thrown out. It went all the way through, so it goes 7-2 on the putout. So Velasquez is down. Gavello goes to second. It is a base hit for Perez. He does get credited with an RBI. So runners at first and second now with one out. And now a check on the runner, and that ball goes into center field. Staying completely away from the bag on the throw. Luckily, Gavello went all the way sliding back into second base, had no idea the ball got into center field, so he did not advance to third on the play. But it is a hit, or it is a no error on that play, so that pitch is right down the middle to Cachel. And the count at no balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch, and it is a strike painted right down the middle, and the count at 0-2 to Andrew Cachel, the second baseman. Cachel, a Fresno State Bulldog. As that pitch gets away from the catcher and Huff, and seeing that both runners advance, I think they were going on the prior play. It's going to be a wild pitch. So a wild pitch by Stain. So now runners at second and third, one down. And Cachel now with runners in scoring position can give San Jose the lead here. Here comes the pitch. And it's up the middle, base hit. And just like that, San Jose has a 2-1 lead. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. It's now 3-1 as Cachel heads to second base. And San Jose takes a 3-1 lead. Two RBIs for Andrew Cachel. O'Neill Perez scores. Thomas Gavello scores. The second hit scores two runs. And now it's 3-1, San Jose. So one out still. Cachel's now at second base. It's going to be a single with advance on the throw. As the first pitch to Ramos is a strike, and the count at no balls and a strike. Here comes the 0-1, and it is low for a ball, and the count now 1-1. So 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the home plate umpire, and the count now at 1-2. Good off-speed pitch from Connor Stain. Stain has a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. So four pitch mix. As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-2. So 2-2, one out. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper, and it's foul down the left field line. As Stain looks to get his second out. Three runs already have scored here for San Jose against Connor Stain. Stain will come set. Here's the pitch. And it is in the dirt once again. The count now at 3-2. As a catcher now heads down towards the Grizzlies' bullpen. We'll see if they get some action going. I don't know if this is something the Rockies or other organizations do, but I know that if some organizations, if you hit a certain amount of pitches in an inning, they'll just take you out the next half inning. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive to center field. It is down for a base hit. Bugarin now throws it in. It gets to the third baseman in Kelly. Now runners at the corner with one out. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Edison Mora. Third hit this inning now. Every batter for San Jose has reached in the inning, and the only out recorded is on a play at the plate when Jake Snyder threw out Diego Velasquez at the plate. So first and third, we'll have a mound visit from Mark Brewer, the pitching coach for the Grizzlies. as he's going to try to calm down Connor Stain. Not a start that Stain wanted. But speaking of Mark Brewer and the Grizzlies coaching staff, let's talk with Steve Solis first. Steve Solis became the 13th field manager in Fresno Grizzlies history on January 13th, 2023. Solis was the Grizzlies bench coach in 2022 and the development supervisor in 2021. He took the reins from Robinson Cancel, who led Fresno to back-to-back California League championship appearances. And then, of course, Mark Brewer and athletic trainer Justin Wilson reprised their roles for this season, have been with the Grizzlies ever since the affiliation change to the Rockies. That's a bunt! Caught! What a play! Back to first base. It goes off of Betancourt. It goes off of Kelly. Here comes a play, possibly the plate. Not in time. It will score a run. Let's go through this again. Mora tried bunting. It was caught by the first baseman, Betancourt. Betancourt tried doubling up Cachel at third. It bounced away from Kelly. It is an error on the throw by Betancourt. Seeing that and scoring is Cachel. And it's now 4-1 San Jose. So E3 on the play. Ramos now moves up to second as the first pitch is low to Tremba. And the count at 1-0. Cajal will score on the air. So now it's Tanner Otremba. So runner at second, two outs now, as that pitch is low, and the count now at 2-0 from Connor Stain. Not the start that he wanted. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 2-0, and it's a number off the bat, and the count now at 2-1. Tremba tried taking a hack right there from Connor Stain. Mora's recorded out was the first one that was technically from that plate appearance, the other one being made while a batter was running on the play. So a lot of weird plays here in the bottom of the first for the Grizzlies and Connor Stain. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball low, and the count now at 3-1. Now, Stain has not pitched in a little bit. Last time he threw was on May 25th of 2022 against Wichita State, back when he played for University of Central Florida, UCF. He went 2 1/3 in that start. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball to center, to right field. Fernandez coming in a couple steps. He will reach up and make the catch, but not before San Jose scores four runs in the bottom of the first. We head to the top of the second. Grizzlies have some work to do. Stay tuned. We know they can. We'll be right back here on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. I hope you didn't go anywhere as we are in the top of the second. E.J. Andrews Jr. swings and misses on the first pitch from Hayden Birdsong. 4-1 our score here in the top of the second. Giants lead the Grizzlies as E.J. will lead things off. 2-for-4 last night as he hacks one foul in the count out 0-2 against the Fresno State Bulldog as well. So E.J. Andrews Jr., here comes the 0-2 from Hayden Birdsong. And it swung on and missed, a ball low in the zone. Down on strikes goes E.J. 4 strikeouts now for Birdsong. He struck out every batter technically so far. Even though he's allowed 2 hits and a run and a walk, he has those 4 Ks as well. And he'll bring up the third baseman, Parker Kelly. Kelly, last night in the top of the 10th, a 2-run homer to left field gave the Grizzlies a 5-3 win, as he will see an off-speed pitch that misses outside and a count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0. And it is low for a ball, and the count now at 1-1. Or 2-0. Pardon me. Here comes the pitch from Birdsong, and it is outside on a fastball that just misses the outer half of the plate, and the count now at 3-0 to Parker Kelly. Parker Kelly, an undrafted free agent from Texas Tech, came in last night as a defensive sub, and then his first at-bat as a Grizzly went deep. The 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count now at 3-1. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. San Jose leads Fresno. And that's a high chopper. It goes foul. And the count now full to Parker Kelly from Hayden Birdsong. Birdsong is 6'4", 215 pounds. Born August 30th, 2001. He's only 21 years old. A 6th-round draft pick back in 2022 from the Giants. As that pitch is inside and it misses Kelly, but it is 4. So Kelly does reach on a walk. It's a 1-out walk. 2nd walk issued by Birdsong. And it'll bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Snyder, 1 of 4 lefties in the Grizzlies lineup tonight. And he is tonight's beer batter. One of the promotions here for the San Jose Giants. So if he strikes out, beer is available for these fans for a good amount of time, and the first pitch he sees is a fastball, and he hacks it, and it goes foul to the left side of the park, and they count it 0-1. This is Snyder's first plate appearance this season, was a pinch runner in last night's contest. And he takes another big hack and comes up empty, 93 from Birdsong, and they count it 0-2, and Birdsong ready to go once again. And everyone's saying beer is, here comes the 0-2 from Birdsong. And it's inside, it almost hits Snyder in the count at 1-2. You can probably hear the crowd a little bit. They're getting excited right now. So here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. And it is high for a ball in the count now at 2-2. Runner at first, 1 out in the inning. Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the top of the second. Grizzlies 1-0 in the season. Look to go 2-0 as that pitch is a 2-seam outside, and oh, the crowd wanted it. And that pitch just missed, and the count now full 3-2. Great pitch from Birdsong right there, but Snyder, great eye as well. And he will get another pitch his way. Here comes the pitch, and it is called strike 3, and the fans are off to the concessions as Snyder strikes out a similar pitch to the one before, but this time he is rung up by Andrew Schrock, and that is the 2nd out of the inning, 5th strikeout by Birdsong. And it'll bring up the second baseman, Andy Perez, as the top of the lineup now up for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it's going to get away. Did it hit Perez? It did. It got him on the foot. And that is a hit by pitch. So Perez will reach. First hit by pitch now by Birdsong, second in the game. I don't think that was intentional in any way. First and second, two outs. And it'll bring up Cody Huff. Huff singled and scored in his first plate appearance. He is a Stanford product. Huff, 5'10", 198 pounds, 22 years old, from Scottsdale, Arizona. Huff had an RBI double and then scored on a wild pitch. So he was pretty much the manufacturers of the runs and RBI in last night's ninth inning for Fresno. And the first pitch is a ball, and the count's at 1-0. So the runner at first is Snyder. He reached on, or the runner at first is Perez. He reached on a hit by pitch. Kelly's the runner at second. He walked. And now to Huff, and that pitch misses low, and the count at 2-0 to Cody Huff. Really like how Huff is taking his plate appearances so far this season. Kind of a smaller stature as he lines one base hit to right field. That will get down. Heading around third and heading home is Kelly. The throw goes to third and diving in safely is Andy Perez. And Cody Huff is 2 for 2 with an RBI. It's now 4-2. Grizzlies have cut the deficit in half. Cody Huff now 2 for 2. Perez goes to third base. Kelly scores on the play. That is now the third hit for Fresno tonight. Second run scored. 4-2 our score. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Bryant Bencourt. He walked in his previous plate appearance. Here's the pitch. And Bencourt fouls one straight back in the count at 0-1. Bencourt, 5'11", 170 pounds. He's 19 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. And Bencourt is probably one of the most intriguing prospects in the Rocky system. Not ranked in the top 30, but a lot of power as that pitch is in there. A nice little slider in the upper half of the zone. And now 0-2, and Bencourt is going to have to protect here. 5 strikeouts so far for Birdsong. So every out recorded has been a K for him. Here's the 0-2. And it's fouled off to the left side and out of play. And the count remains 0-2 against Bryant Bencourt. Bencourt, born October 12, 2003, was an international free agent in 2021. Part of a very good international draft class. As that pitch, did it hit him? And instead he swung! He swung and it hit him. We're going to see. I think I'm going to call him out. Yeah, if he swings there, it's going to be an out. I'm not really sure. Bencourt's unaware what's really going on. He's not happy about it. He did. He did swing on the replay. All right. So Bencourt's retired. That is 6 strikeouts for Birdsong. But the Grizzlies do get another run thanks to an RBI single from Cody Huff. A lot of action as we head to the bottom of the second here at Excite Ballpark. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the second here in San Jose, California, Excite Ballpark. Grizzlies trail 4-2. Connor Stain back out for some more work as he will take on Alexander Suarez. And the first pitch is fouled to the backstop and out of play. And the count at 0-1 to Alexander Suarez, who is a returner for San Jose. Suarez last night 1-for-4. As here comes the 0-1 from Stain. And it was a curveball that hangs, and Suarez pokes it foul down the left field line. And all the way down to the Grizzlies bullpen. The count now 0-2 to Suarez. Suarez wears number 7 on the back of his jersey. Suarez is 6'2", 200 pounds. Bats right, throws right. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. And he swings and misses on some high cheese from Stain. And Connor Stain has his first professional strikeout of Alexander Suarez. Great pitch right there from Stain. And Suarez down on strikes. So that will bring up the top of the lineup now in center fielder Carter Howell. Howell was hit by an 0-2 off-speed pitch and came around to score back in the first. As the off-speed pitch looked like a changeup just misses outside. And the count at 1-0. Cody Huff liked to give some nice word right there. Here comes the 1-0. And it is again outside. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes a 2-0 from Connor Stain. And it's fouled off. And the count will go to 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out in the inning. Stain from the full windup. He'll wind and deal, and here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter coming in on a couple steps. Over first, in time by a step, gets Howell. Bencourt, nice job stretching there to make the play. Goes 6-3. That play was a little bit closer than I think everybody wanted. But now with 2 outs, we'll bring up Diego Velasquez as Stain looks for a 1-2-3 inning. So back to Connor Stain. We did talk about his last time out on May 25th, 2022 versus Wichita State. He got the win after 2 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 walks, 2 Ks. He did not pitch in rookie ball after being selected by the Rockies in the 5th round, 146th overall of the 2022 MLB draft out of UCF. University of Central Florida. It was his redshirt sophomore season as that pitch is in there. And the count now at 0-2 quickly to Velasquez. Stain played at UCF for 1 season, appearing in 12 games. All of them were starts as that pitch is low. And the count now goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. For Connor Stain. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander in Stain. And it's fouled off, and we'll do it again. So Stain in those 12 starts compiled a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43 1/3 innings. Now, unfortunately, Stain was not 100%. It dropped his draft stock, but the Rockies snatched him up in the 5th round. Here's the 1-2, and it's a fastball that just tails outside on Stain, and the count now to 2-2. This would be a big win for Stain if he can get out of this inning unscathed and let his offense get back to work. A lot of offense already. We're on the bottom of the second. It's 4-2 Giants. As it's a high pop-up, it's going to go to foul territory. Kelly races over. Kelly racing over, and it goes foul. Kelly had a chance initially before it went foul. And we'll do it again at the same count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Stain, though, back to his stats, had a 1.20 whip and a 10.6 K-9 ratio did not allow an earned run in his first 8 appearances. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again at 2-2. He moved into a full-time starting role after making the occasional start at Maryland, where he was played for 2 seasons. And his biggest game last year with UCF was a complete game shutout against South Florida, as that pitch is outside, ball 3, and the count now full. It happened on April 1st. It was a one-hitter. He posted a career-high 10 punchouts over 7 innings against Mississippi in a combined one-hit shutout as well. He was a transfer from the University of Maryland. As that pitch is laced foul to the right side, heads up first base umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah. We'll do it again, 3-2. Stain played at Maryland for 2 seasons, appearing in 15 games, only 6 starts though. 45 innings of work for the right-hander Stain. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball that dances, and it dances just inside, and that is a 2-out walk to Velasquez. Velasquez now has walked in both plate appearances. Stain, 3 walks so far, takes a deep breath as he gets ready to face Thomas Gavello, who walked and scored in his first plate appearance. So Stain so far, 3 walks, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. As the first pitch is low and the count at 1-0. And we've seen Stain throw a good mix of all 4 pitches so far. Hasn't found the control just yet. Here comes the 1-0. And it is fouled to the backstop and the count at 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Stain will come set. Here comes the pitch. And it is an off-speed pitch. Looks like a slider that just nicked the outside part of the play. And the count at 1-2. Plus, we were talking about when he was at Maryland. We said 45 innings of work. In 2021, made 9 appearances, going 0-3. And in 2020, logged 6 relief outings, going 0-1 with a 2.61 ERA. As that pitch was fouled off, Huff tried catching that ball. It would have been a strikeout if he would have been able to hold on to that one. Back to Stain, though, attended West Morris Central High School in Chester, New Jersey. Was the 3rd Morris County player selected in the last 4 years. As that pitch is high into left field and out of play. Now, I want you guys to try to guess who they are. I don't think you can, so I'm going to tell you. It's Anthony Volpe and Jack Leiter. Talk about 2 really good players. Leiter pitched for the Rangers just the other night, and Anthony Volpe, starting shortstop in the Yankees. So, 2 really, really good players. As the pitch is low, and the count now 2-2 to Gavello. Now, while he was at West Morris Central High School, he compiled a 19-6 record on the mound with a 1.70 ERA. And his mom played at volleyball at Mississippi State, so a lot of Southern roots despite being born in Clinton, New Jersey. That's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Second baseman Perez coming in. He's got no play as the runner and Perez almost collided. It's going to be a hit. That's going to be a tough play in general for Perez to make. It was just over Stain. It was a bounding ball, and Stain couldn't get there. So Perez coming in had to avoid the runner, and with the speed of Gavello, could not make any play. It is going to be a base hit. So now runners at first and second with 2 outs. 4th hit for San Jose. Maybe 5 hits. I might have missed one. No, 4 hits. I was right. So 4-2 our score here in the bottom of the second. 2 outs in the frame, but now runners at first and second. And O'Neill Perez comes to the plate. An RBI single in his first plate appearance. As Stain will come set. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the backstop. And the count now at no balls and a strike. And Perez was right on it. First start for Perez in 2023. Last night, Zach Morgan got the start for San Jose. And he looks to add on to this San Jose lead. 4-2 here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper. It's going to be the third baseman, Kelly, over to first in time. And that will end the inning. Connor Stain. No Stain to that stat line right there. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys and FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Top of the third, 4-2 our score. San Jose leads Fresno. And we have an automatic strike on Yonkiel Fernandez. Fernandez was not in the box ready to go in time. Home plate umpire Andrew Schrock giving the time signal. So 0-1 Fernandez against a new pitcher for San Jose. And it'll be the left-hander Jack Choate. And now we have Steve Solis talking to the home plate umpire right now. They're trying to figure out exactly what's going on of why maybe there was a called strike on Fernandez. So either way, there is going to be a strike on Fernandez. It is 0-1, and now Steve Solis is going to talk to the home plate umpire. I don't think he was happy about that one. Steve Solis is definitely going to get a couple words in right here, trying to figure out what's going on. Wants to stick up for Fernandez. But so it'll be Jack Choate taking over for Hayden Birdsong, who went two innings, allowed two runs on three hits, two walks, and six Ks, while hitting one batter as well. So Birdsong's night is done, and I'll bring up Jack Choate. As Steve Solis still talking, this is a very long talk, and after all things are said and done, I think Steve Solis wanted to get his words in, and Fernandez down 0-1, and Steve Solis, all right, says, let's go. So Yonkiel Fernandez ready to go, lefty-lefty matchup. Here is Choate's first pitch, and it's in the dirt, and the count at 1-0. And again, another tall lefty for San Jose. Jack Choate, C-H-O-A-T-E. The pronunciation is C-H space O-A-T. As that is a strike. And the count at 1-2 now to Fernandez. He is 6'8", 245 pounds. Here's the next pitch. And it swung on and missed, but it's going to go to the backstop. Fernandez hustling. He will get to first base. The Grizzlies have struck out 7 times, but it's going to be a wild pitch. So it is a strikeout. But Yankiel Fernandez will reach on the wild pitch. But so far, all the Grizz have struck out 7 times, and there's a possibility that they could strike out 28 tonight with that happening right there. So Jesus Bugarin now swings and misses on the first pitch, and the count at 0-1 to him. Unbelievable. So here comes the 0-1, and a check swing. Did he go? No, says Jabril Jeter Abdullah, and the count at 1-1. A good check swing from Bugarin. Bugarin, 5'10", 180 pounds. He's 21 years old from Ciudad Pierre, Venezuela. Here's the pitch. And Bugarin overpowered from a fastball in the inner half of the plate. The count at 1-2. 91 from the left-hander. 6'8", 245, a ninth round pick in 2022 by the Giants. Here's the pitch. And it's up the middle. This could be two. No, it gets to the center field. Base hit for Bugarin. A diving second baseman in Cachel could not get there. Gets in a shallow center field, but it's a base hit for Bugarin. And now runners at first and second with nobody down for shortstop Ryan Ritter. Fourth hit for Fresno. And so bring up Ryan Ritter, who is now 0-for-6 so far in a Grizzlies uniform. Ritter, known for his defense, but if he can get the bat going, could be a really interesting player for the Rockies in the future, as that's a high fastball at 91, the count at 1-0. And Choate's very tall, though. Big, lanky left-hander. Here comes the delivery, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 2-0. Very three-quarters. I want to say he's really over the top, kind of a three-quarters kind of delivery for Choate. Tough angle for any left-hander. And Fernandez is the only lefty he'll see so far until Jake Snyder comes to the plate. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. So far, we've seen the Giants do piggyback like they've done over the past couple of seasons. What that means is they have their starter go X amount of innings, and then they will have another, what you would say, starter to middle reliever follow suit for that many innings as well. As the 2-1 is a fastball outside, it misses, and the count now at 3-1. And so what that kind of does is allows your bullpen to breathe a little bit, where you maybe only have to go 1-2 innings. If your starter goes 4, and then your piggyback guy goes 3 innings, then you only need 2 innings out of your pen. It's a big pen saver. And that is low, ball 4, and the Grizzlies are in business here in the third. Bases loaded, nobody down, and it'll bring up E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. struck out in his first plate appearance, but he is up here in the third. Top of the third here at Excite Ballpark. Giants lead the Grizzlies 4-2, but the Grizzlies have ducks on the pond with nobody down. Here's the pitch. It is outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the 1-0. And it is outside for a ball, and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Waiting on deck is Parker Kelly, who is the lone Grizzlies homer this season. Here's a 2-0, and EJ takes a big hack, but he comes up empty. Oh, baby, that ball was possibly head out to left field if he got a hold of that one. On the count at 2-1. Choate just went right at him with the best pitch he had. Here comes the 2-1. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2 against E.J. Andrews Jr. The runner at third is Fernandez. The runner at second is Bugarin, and the runner at first is Ritter. Here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. A fastball high and away, and EJ's down on strikes. The Grizzlies have now struck out 8 times tonight, but there's only one out in this inning. I know, very confusing, but Fernandez reached on a strike that on a strikeout with the ball that got to the backstop on a wild pitch. So now here's Parker Kelly. Bases loaded, one down. Grizzlies trail 4-2. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball low in the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies and Giants, of course, continuing their series tonight. Game 2 of 3. This is the first of 5 series between the clubs in 2023 and the first of 3 sets here in San Jose. Here comes the next pitch. And it swung on and missed again. Count is 1-1. Last season, the Grizzlies won 17 of the 30 meetings between the clubs and swept the Giants in the divisional series 2-0. Fresno's 34-27 in the regular season all time against them, as that's a fly ball to shallow center field. Coming on is the center fielder in Howell, and no one's going to go to the plate as that's a great throw in right there. Fernandez does not go anywhere, and now we have two outs in the inning. Bases loaded for Jake Snyder, the left fielder, and tonight's beer batter. So Fresno and San Jose have met a bunch and have really kind of built a nice little rivalry over the past couple of seasons. And last year, Fresno went 9-3 at home in the regular season against San Jose, but went 8-10 here at Excite Ballpark. 1-0 so far here in 2023. Bases loaded as the Grizzlies look to cut more into this deficit as Snyder takes a called strike on the outer half of the plate and the count's at 0-1. You guys can hear a little bit of the beer batter song being played in the background there. Here's the next pitch. And another great executed pitch and the count is 0-2. So 0-2 to Jake Snyder. Two outs, bases loaded. Grizzlies trail 4-2. An opportunity hopefully not wasted. Let's see what the 24-year-old Snyder can do on this 0-2 pitch from Choate. And a time called right here from Snyder. Choate was taking a little bit longer than what Snyder liked right there. But we're all ready to go once again. Here comes the 0-2. Long pause. Here's the pitch. It is outside for a ball. Just missed. The count of 1-2. Good location there from Choate. I think everybody in the ballpark thought that was a strike initially. Whether you're watching at home or listening, here's the 1-2. And that is outside for a ball in the count now at 2-2. That fastball ran just away from the left-hander in Choate. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded, 4-2. Giants lead the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball and the count now runs full. Runners will be going once the pitch is delivered. And we'll have a mound visit right here. But again, we were talking about the Grizzlies and Giants going back and forth, and they have a new general manager, Ben Taylor, their VP of Marketing, Matt Alonji, and Director of Broadcasting, Joe Rizzo, who's back from calling some San Francisco Giants games. His last game, the Giants scored 16 runs against the Chicago White Sox. So here comes the pitch, and it hits Snyder! It gets him. I don't know where it hit him exactly. Snyder going to take off all of his protective gear. He will head over to first. Fernandez will score. It's now 4-3. A 3-2 pitch, and that is the worst thing that he would want is to get hit with a very tough pitch. So hit by pitch, that is the second hit by pitch tonight that Fresno has endured. Ritter up to second. Bugarin now goes to third. Fernandez scores on the play. It is an RBI for Jake Snyder. It is now 4-3. The Grizzlies have scored a run in each inning so far as the first pitch to leadoff hitter Andy Perez is inside. The count at 1-0. Perez, 0-1. He was hit by a pitch back in the second. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a line drive to left field. It is caught by the left fielder in Otremba to end the inning. The Grizzlies, again, get another run, but they still trail 4-3. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We will be right back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. 4-3, Giants lead the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Felix Ramirez is the new pitcher for Fresno. And that ends the line for Connor Stain, the right-hander. Just two innings of work, allowed four hits, four runs, three of them were earned, three walks, and one strikeout for the right-hander Connor Stain in his professional debut. Now it's the hard-throwing left-hander in Felix Ramirez. Kind of a funky delivery from the returning left-hander in Ramirez. Wears number 41 on the back of his jersey as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count is 1-1. Felix Ramirez is 6'4", 175 pounds, 23 years old. Born September 26, 1999, as that pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count at 1-2. Ramirez, born in Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic, and was an international free agent in 2017. As the 1-2 is in there, a fastball that's on the outer half of the plate, called strike three. And Ramirez opens up his 2023 campaign with a big strikeout. So Cachel down on strikes, and will bring up the shortstop in Jose Ramos. Felix Ramirez, known as K-Loke in our clubhouse, a guy who loves to talk and hang out with everybody, and a really, really good ball player. Last year appeared with the Grizzlies a handful of times in the back half of the season. It was a really good piece for the Grizzlies out of the bullpen. Here comes the 0-1. And it's outside for a ball and the count at 1-1. 91 so far from that fastball from Ramirez. Coming in and just dealing right away. He'll come set and here's his 1-1 offering. And it's a fastball that just misses outside and the count at 2-1. So Felix Ramirez is in the game, second pitcher for the Grizzlies. As here comes his 2-1. And it is a ball in the count now at 3-1. Ramirez his career high, 4 1/3 innings back in 2018 in the Dominican League. Yes, here's his 3-1. And it's a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for Kelly. Kelly backhand over to first. We have a whip jam right there. What a play from Parker Kelly. The backhand towards the line. And the deep throw to first gets the Speedy Ramos by a step. Dinning it. Two outs in the inning. And it'll bring up the first baseman in Edison Mora. Wow, what a play. That is a clip-worthy play right there from Parker Kelly. And Parker Kelly just continue to bring the highlights here in San Jose. Here's a pitch from Ramirez, and it's a slider that dances in there. And the count at 0-1. No balls, one strike, two outs. Here's the next pitch from Ramirez. A three-quarters kind of angle, and the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two outs. The angle from Ramirez, and it's an off-speed pitch outside. The count at 2-1. 78 on that slider from Ramirez. But as we said, Ramirez is a returner for the Grizzlies. Enters his sixth professional season, the majority of it in the Dominican League, as the 2-1 is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. A lanky three-quarter arm slot lefty with good life on all pitches. 122.1 career innings. He's allowed just 5 homers and has 132 strikeouts in that frame as well. Here comes the 2-2 from Ramirez. And it swung on and missed. And that is a 1-2-3 inning for Felix Ramirez. We head to the top of the fourth. Grizzlies look to bring in another run. They trail 4-3. We'll be right back on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Well, I hope you haven't gone anywhere as we head to the top of the fourth. 4-3 Giants lead the Grizzlies here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. And boy, this game has been exciting. We've seen strikeouts. We've seen runs. We've seen hit by pitches. We've seen great plays at the plate. Great plays at the field. It's been a lot of fun. So however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play. As we've already seen a couple pitches to Cody Huff from the left-hander in Jack Choate, who's in for his second inning of work. Cody Huff, 2-for-2. He has an RBI and a run to go along with his night. As that pitch is low, the count is 2-1. From the lefty, number 34, in Jack Choate. Want to give a quick shout out to Molly Solly listening in. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Also, a shout out to Jonathan and Ashley listening back in Fresno, California. And Cody Huff is now 3 for 3, a single to center field. Cody Huff, have yourself a night. 3 for 3. We are in the fourth inning. That is now the fifth hit for Fresno, and it'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. So I guess now with Cody Huff, the way he's been playing, and hopefully he'll get a couple more at-bats, but the most hits in a game for the Grizzlies is Alex Presley with 6 back in 2015. As the first pitch to Betancourt is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. And it's fouled off, and the count now at 0-2 to Bryant Betancourt. So I know we talked a little bit earlier about coaching staffs. We talked a little bit about the Grizzlies and the Giants. So let's talk about those coaching staffs a little bit more. It's always fun to talk about the newcomers for the Fresno Grizzlies and their staff. Is that's a line drive, base hit into left field. The Grizzlies once again are in business here in the fourth. Betancourt now is 1 for 2. He has a single. Up to second goes Huff. Back-to-back singles will bring up Yankiel Fernandez. 6 hits now for Fresno. So Steve Solis, Mark Brewer, and athletic trainer Justin Wilson are all returners. We have some new members of the staff, though. Bench coach Cesar Galvez, hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and physical performance coach Jeremiah Stewart. Here comes the next pitch, and it's swung on a miss by Fernandez. Count it 0-1. Want to give a shout-out to Jeremiah Stewart's family and friends listening in as well. Thanks for all the support so far through these first couple of games. Hope you can tune in for the rest of this season. And Trevor Burmeister taking over for Nick Wilson, who is now in charge of all the hitters in the Rocky system. And a well-deserved promotion for the former Fresno Grizzly hitting coach in Nick Wilson. And, of course, Cesar Galvez, the former Rockies minor league player, now as the bench coach. And he is now in a Grizzlies uniform as well. As Fernandez swings and misses, so the count's 0-2 to him. Choke gets ready to face Fernandez, who has a single and an RBI tonight, has scored as well, and Fernandez fouls that one off. That pitch was inside. Fernandez, the quick hands, gets it to the backstop, who remains 0-2. Now, on the other side, the San Jose Giants have a few names on their coaching staff that the Central Valley may recognize. Giants pitching coach Dan Runsler is a former Fresno Grizzly, was selected by the San Francisco Giants in the 9th round back in 2007. Here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed in the dirt. Fernandez down on strikes. That is strikeout number 9 overall. The third for Choate. And with one out, it'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. By the way, going back to last inning, Parker Kelly's flyout and Andy Perez's line drive ended the consecutive strikeouts for Grizzlies hitters in this game. But 9 strikeouts through 3 1/3 so far for Giants pitching. As that first pitch is fouled to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies struck out 16 times last night and 9 times tonight so far. And Dan Runsler, the former Fresno Grizzly left-hander, is a part of the reason why they're so successful. A great pitching coach in himself. Played for the Grizzlies from 2009 to 2014. As that pitch is fouled off towards the Grizzlies on deck circle. And the count now 0-2 to Bugarin. Runsler appeared in 144 games and was in the majors for 5 seasons after appearing with Fresno for 144 games. As here's the 0-2 to Bugarin, and he swings and misses, seeing that and going up an extra base is Huff and Betancourt. Bugarin is out. He's going to grab a couple things from the first base coach, Cesar Galvez, the bench coach. Bugarin becomes the 10th strikeout victim. It is a pass ball on that one. So they'll go up on that. It's the 4th strikeout now for Jack Choate. Two outs in the inning, runners at second and third, and it's Ryan Ritter. That pitch is high. Ritter walked in his last plate appearance, the first time he's reached in a Fresno uniform. So count it 1-0 to him. Here comes the pitch. And Ritter swings and misses, 88 on a high fastball. And the count now at 1-1. But besides Dan Runsler, there's also Travis Ishikawa, the hitting coach for San Jose. And Ishikawa was selected by the Giants back in the 21st round of the 2002 MLB draft out of high school in Washington. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1. Ishikawa played 8 Major League Baseball seasons and wore a Grizzlies uniform for parts of 3 seasons, playing in 175 games. Finally, the final coach that fans may remember is Giants fundamental coach Yedwin Villegas. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, this would end the inning. It's going to go Ramos over to Mora, and the Giants are out of the jam. Grizzlies held scoreless for the first time tonight. They trail 4-3 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll talk a little bit more about Villegas and the rest of the Giants coaching staff when we return. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball right here.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to San Jose, California, Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth, 4-3. Giants lead the Grizzlies. We have a new pitcher for Fresno. The hitter is Tanner Otremba, and he fouled off the first pitch. The count is 0-1 as he takes on the new pitcher, right-hander Brady Hill. And if San Jose knows a little bit about some guys and the guys next to us in the broadcast booth, he is a San Jose State Spartan. This is where he played his college baseball right here at Excite Ballpark. So welcome home, Brady Hill, as the 1-1 is in there for a call strike. The count of 1-2, 93 from Brady Hill. Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds from Spokane, Washington, born November 10th of 2000. As that pitch is into the backstop, it was a swing and a miss. It will just be a strikeout, and it's a pass ball. It's going to be a pass ball on that one. So second time we've seen something like this. It is going to be a strikeout for Hill, but it will result in a pass ball. So Hill will record the strikeout, and it'll bring up the right fielder, Alexander Suarez. So nobody out, runner at first, even though there was a strikeout. So Hill is the new pitcher. So Felix Ramirez's night is done. One clean inning of work. He struck out a pair. First pitch to Suarez is a called strike. We counted no balls and one strike. 4-3 our score here in the bottom of the fourth. against Brady Hill. As the pitch is a fastball on the inner half of the plate, and the count at 0-2. So we were talking about the San Jose Giants coaching staff, and we were talking about Yedwin Villegas. The always smiling infielder played for the Grizzlies from 2011 to 14 as the 0-2 pitches in the dirt and the count at 1-2. He appeared in 95 games, never reached the big leagues though, batted 208 and had a 962 fielding percentage. But Villegas got a chance to see him pregame today, got a chance to say hi to him, and I know he remembers me from way back in the day when we knew each, when I was running around the ballpark probably about 13 years old, so it's always good to see a friendly face. Got a chance to see Travis Ishikawa a little bit earlier and always talking to Dan Runsler as much as possible. But when you have a great coaching staff like the San Jose Giants do, it's really easy to be successful. Good minds, guys who've had success at both levels, as this could be a double play. It's going to be attacked by Perez at second on a first, not in time. It would have been a tough turn either way with the speed of Alexander Suarez down the line, but Perez on a couple bounces makes the tag, so Otremba is out going to second. It will go four unassisted on the fielder's choice. Suarez will reach on the fielder's choice, and it'll bring up Carter Howell. So one out. But going back to it, when you have a very good staff who has a lot of big league experience, your team's going to find success no matter the quality of team that you have. Same could be said about the Grizzlies. Steve Solis, a former Angels bullpen catcher. You have a great staff minded in Mark Brewer, who's been coaching forever. You have a very bright mind in Trevor Burmeister as well. So both teams very well stacked of their coaches. Here comes the 1-0 from Hill. And this could be tailor-made. Ritter, 6, over to Perez, 4, to first, not in time. Just a little too slow on the turn right there. Howell just beats it out. Goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And Howell now reaches 2 outs, and will bring up Diego Velasquez. Velasquez does not technically have a plate appearance yet. He's walked twice tonight. Just too slow on that turn right there for the Grizzlies. Another great chance, though. Hill, 2 really good ground balls and a ballpark he's used to pitching at. And as we said, the guys to my in the broadcast booth, just actually to my right, Justin Allegri and Joe Rizzo, they've probably seen Brady Hill pitch a little bit at San Jose State, part of the Mountain West Conference. So I know that Fresno State, a lot of these batters have also seen Brady Hill pitch as well. Was a closer for the Spartans pitching staff, as that pitch is low in the count at 1-1. Brady Hill led the Mountain West in saves last season for San Jose State. Hill was drafted in the 15th round by the Rockies organization, and he was a two-way player prior to joining San Jose State. Went to Washington State before transferring over to play for San Jose State. Hill, not a big build, but lively arm. 91-93 so far on that four-seam fastball coming right at hitters. One ball, two strikes, two outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-3. Giants lead the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Brady Hill has a clean inning. We'll head to the fifth. Giants still lead the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss Miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to San Jose, California. Excite Ballpark, game 2 of 3 between the Fresno Grizzlies and San Jose Giants. Giants lead the Grizzlies 4-3 here in the top of the fifth. Still pitching is the left-hander Jack Choate, and he will take on the bottom half of the Grizzlies lineup in E.J. Andrews Jr., Parker Kelly, and Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch to E.J. Andrews, and it's now 1-1. To the returner for the Fresno Grizzlies, E.J. Andrews. Always good to see a returner. We have 8 returners on this Grizzlies roster this season. I guess you could count 9 if Yankiel Fernandez counts as well. He's only here for a couple games, but it's always nice to have a guy like E.J. Andrews Jr. who just comes in, does all the little things correctly, makes everyone's life a lot easier, really good with the media. As he swings and misses, the count now at 2-2. But a guy who understands the system, was ready for media day just the other day, was the first guy up to our area where we did it as he swings and misses for the first out. But again, a really good guy to have in the locker room. Unfortunately tonight, 0-3 with 3 strikeouts for E.J. Andrews Jr. as he'll bring up Parker Kelly, who is 0-1 with a run. 11 strikeouts so far for San Jose pitching as well. Here's the pitch. And that ball is low and the count at 1-1, no strikes to Parker Kelly. So the Grizzlies in the gray tonight, first time we've seen them in these uniforms. As that pitch is lined to left field, it is down for a base hit. Parker Kelly has his second hit in a Grizzlies uniform. And again, the Grizzlies have at least one hit in every inning. And let's see if they can get something going. 7 hits so far for Fresno. And he'll bring up the beer batter, left fielder Jake Snyder. And now looks like the manager, Jeremiah Knechtstead, is coming out, and that will be it for the left-hander. So we will have a pitching change prior to this. We'll see who the new arm is when we come back. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have a new pitcher for the San Jose Giants. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball right here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Still in the fifth inning, we have a new pitcher for San Jose. It's the left-hander, Esmerlin Vinicio. He was a returner for the Giants bullpen. We saw him last year in a starting role initially, but looks like he'll work out of the pen this season so far, and he'll take on the number 9-hole hitter for Fresno, Jake Snyder. Runner at first, one out, against the beer batter, Jake Snyder. And the first pitch Snyder sees laces into right field. That will get down for a base hit. Seeing that and heading to third is Parker Kelly. And now the Grizzlies are in business. Runners on the corners with only one out. Snyder first pitch swinging, and boy, he got a hold of that one. And now bring up the top of the lineup in Andy Perez. That was probably the most perfect piece of hitting right there that you could have had if you're Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch. And it's a little chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Vinicio. The only play is at first. It gets away. There is a bang-bang play. I hope everyone's okay. Scoring is Kelly. Here comes the second run in Snyder. The Grizzlies have taken a 5-4 lead on a bang-bang play at first. And now the big thing is making sure that Perez, who ended up at second base, is okay, and making sure that Moore, the first baseman, is okay. So it'll be single and E1 to allow both runs. And there'll be one RBI as well. So a single, E1 to advance to second base. There is an RBI there for Perez. Kelly scores, Snyder scores all the way from first base, and just like that, the Grizzlies have regained the lead here in the fifth, 5-4. And that pitch is in there for a called strike to Cody Huff, who's 3-for-3 tonight. So that will end the line for Jack Choate. We'll have to make sure that we figure out exactly if it was earned or unearned for him. We'll figure that out a little bit later. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count now 0-2 to Cody Huff. But the Grizzlies now two runs. They have three hits this inning. There's now been an error as well. The Grizzlies have nine hits. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, and the count now at 1-2. So yeah, the Grizzlies, nine hits so far. Here comes the 1-2. And that is to the backstop. Did he go around? No. Huff is still there, so it'll be 2-2. Seeing that and heading over to third is Perez. And it's going to be a wild pitch from Vinicio. So the Grizzlies now have a 5-4 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll have a quick little mound visit for Esmerline Vinicio, 6'2", 141 pounds, free agent, international free agent in 2019, bats left, throws left, born January 31st of 2003 from Villa Maya, Dominican Republic, split time between the ACL Giants and here in San Jose in 2022. Infield is now in, as that's a line drive. That will get down, base hit. Cody Huff, 4-for-4 tonight. We're only five innings into this game, and Cody Huff is on his way to a really big possible record. Andy Perez scores on the play. It's the fourth hit now this inning. Third run for Fresno. And the Grizzlies now lead 6-4 as Bryant Betancourt will come to the plate. Here comes the pitch, and that ball is low, and the count at 1-0. Let's go back to Cody Huff, though. 4-for-4 tonight. He's got four singles, two RBI, and a run as well. And this just continues on what the Rockies have built at the catcher position, as that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-0. You have Braxton Fulford and Hunter Goodman from last year, from 2021's draft. Hunter Goodman now is in Double A Hartford. Braxton Fulford will start at Spokane this season. As that pitch is inside of Betancourt, it dances him away. The count at 3-0 now. But then on top of it, you have Cody Huff here, Bryant Betancourt. In previous years, you also had Drew Romo, one of the top prospects in the Rocky system. I believe he's number 4 now in the Rocky system as a prospect. As that's a high chopper, this could be 2, 4, 6-3. The first double play against the Grizzlies this year will end the inning. But the Grizzlies get 3 runs on 4 hits and an error. We will head to the bottom of the 5th and talk a little bit more about the catchers of the Rockies system and even some of the Rockies prospects that you may see here with the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the 5th inning, 1 pitch and possibly 1 out. Yes, Brady Hill back out for another inning of work, and Thomas Gavello, first pitch swinging, goes to Bryant Bencourt for the putout. It goes 3 unassisted, and it'll bring up O'Neill Perez. As the first pitch to Perez is a ball, and the count at 1-0. One out here in the bottom of the 5th. Grizzlies lead the Giants 6-4. The Grizzlies have scored in 4 of the first 5 innings, including 3 in that top of the 5th inning. And Brady Hill back out for another inning. That's a fly ball to left field, and it is caught by the left fielder in Snyder. That ball had some initial carry, I thought, and it just died here in San Jose. Man, that ball just completely just stopped right there. So 2 outs now, and to bring up the second baseman, Andrew Cachel. So 2 outs. And first pitch swing in, and it'll go to Bencourt. Bencourt to Hill, and Hill has another clean inning. 1, 2, 3. All right, we'll head to the top of the 6th. Grizzlies lead 6-4. We'll be back here at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to San Jose, California Excite Ballpark. Game 2 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies with a 6-4 lead here in the top of the 6th. Yankiel Fernandez to the plate against Esmerlin Vinicio. And the count now 1-1 after Fernandez takes a big hack and comes up just a little bit empty. But Yankiel Fernandez became the 52nd player last night in franchise history to make multiple opening day starting lineups. Here's the pitch of Fernandez. He swings and misses on an off-speed offering. The count at 1-2. Todd Linden holds the record for most starts on opening day with 5. Tony Kemp, 2016 through 2018. Tyler White, 2017 through 2018. As that pitch almost hits Fernandez in the count at 2-2. And A.J. Reed, 2017 and 2018, were the most recent players to start in multiple opening days. Now, Fernandez's circumstance a little bit different, but back-to-back multiple opening day starts for Yankiel Fernandez becomes the 52nd player in franchise history to do so. So congratulations to Fernandez on making a very interesting and new stat as well for the Grizzlies. Here's a 3-2. It is low, and Fernandez will draw a leadoff walk. Fernandez has reached 3 times, but second time via something nice. He had a strikeout in the 3rd inning when he reached base. That is now the 4th walk issued by San Jose pitching. Leadoff man is on, and the center fielder Jesus Bugarin will come to the plate. So Bugarin now will take on Vinicio. 6-4 our score. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. But as you've probably heard in our commercials, make sure you come on down Tuesday, April 11th at 6:50 p.m., our home opener with post-game fireworks and a magnet schedule giveaway. As that ball goes all the way to the backstop, Fernandez to second base. Big white turn at second, and I think they're going to call a quick time right here, and it's going to be a wild pitch. So Fernandez goes up to second base on the wild pitch, and the count now is 1-1 to Bugarin. But again, Tuesday, April 11th at 6:50 p.m., home opener and post-game fireworks with a magnet schedule giveaway for the first 2,500 fans. The home opener and post-game fireworks presented by the Fresno Clovis Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the magnet schedule giveaway is presented by Liuna. So thank you to our sponsors. It's going to be a fun night. Tuesday, April 11th at 6:50 p.m. That pitch is fouled off by Bugarin. The count at 1-2. If you have not gotten your home opener tickets, don't worry. Our ticket office is actually opening up this weekend for you to come check it out. So make sure you come on down to the Chancy Park ticket office and get your tickets for the home opener. Trust me, you do not want to miss this 2023 Fresno Grizzlies team. That 1-2 pitch is fouled off, and the count will remain at 1-2. We have a lot of really good promotions, though, for our first week against the Stockton Ports, who the Grizzlies will welcome in town on Tuesday. Stockton playing up in Modesto, or playing at home against Modesto to start their 2023 season. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off again by Bugarin, and we'll do it again at 1-2. We have My Job Depends on Ag Night on Friday, April 15th, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. As here comes the 1-2. And that is a base hit down the left field line from the outstretched glove, the third baseman, and Gavello all the way to the corner. Fernandez scores easily, and Bugarin an RBI double. It's now 7-4 Fresno. So Bugarin, the RBI double. Fernandez scores on the play. And just like that, it's 7-4. So now here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Ryan Ritter. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and it's a strike right down the middle. And the count at no balls and one strike. Ritter still looking for his first hit with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1. And that's fouled off, and the count now at 0-2 as Ritter checks his bat on that one. We also have Friday Night Fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company on Friday, April 15th. And then on Saturday, April 16th. Saturday, April 15th, we'll have a Valley Tribute jersey giveaway as Ritter is caught looking for the first out of the inning. That is Vinicio's first strikeout. That is the 12th strikeout overall for San Jose pitching. And it'll bring up E.J. Andrews Jr. is 0-3 with three strikeouts so far. So one out, runner at second. 7-4 our score. There goes the runner. He is out with a throw. Bugarin caught stealing. 2-5 on the caught stealing for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up, E.J. is still now at the plate. But again, Friday, April 14th, we have the My Job Depends on Ag Night. On Saturday, April 15th, we have a Valley Tribute jersey giveaway presented by Healthy Fresno County. And on Sunday, April 16th, Bark in the Park presented by Pet ER. Bring all your pets. I want to pet all the dogs possible. So please bring your dogs. I want to pet all the dogs. That's all I have to say on that one. Here comes a 2-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. It's high for a ball. And the count at 3-0. And I'm completely serious. I want to pet all the dogs. It's all I want to do. So if you have your friendly mutt, bring it down. The broadcaster wants to pet it. Back to the action, 3-0. And that pitch is outside. It's a four-pitch walk, and E.J. Andrews Jr. has reached base for the first time tonight. Second walk by Vinicio. Fifth walk overall for San Jose pitching. And it'll bring up third baseman Parker Kelly. But Fresno has 11 hits already. Here's the pitch. And it's a call strike to Parker Kelly in the count at 0-1. But again, can't wait to see you guys at the ballpark this season. 66 home games and something for everyone to come check it out. Young, old, does not matter. Come check it out as that pitch gets away from the catcher. And Perez and E.J. Andrews going to second, trying to head to third, slipped down. And he will stay at second base. I think he's okay over there, just wanted to get an extra base out of that one. It is going to be a wild pitch, so E.J. up to second base. Runner at second, one out. Parker Kelly still at the plate. The count is 1-1. But a lot of different events here at the ballpark this season, so hopefully you guys can check it out. We'd love to see you down at the ballpark. Chancy Park has a new playing field as well. So check out the new field. Check out all the new amenities we have at the ballpark if you haven't been in a couple years. And if you can't join at the ballpark, hopefully you can tune in and listen to these broadcasts. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled and heads up towards the Grizzlies' dugout. The count now at 2-2. I think everyone's okay over there. And we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the sixth, 7-4 Grizzlies. Here's the offering. And it is called strike three. Good off-speed pitch from Vinicio. And that will end the inning. There was actually two outs after the caught stealing to Bugarin. And Kelly down on strikes. But the Grizzlies get another run on an RBI double from Jesus Bugarin. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on StreamGuys.com.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Game 2 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Grizzlies lead 7-4 here in the bottom of the 6th. New Grizzlies pitcher is the right-hander, number 12, Carlos Torres is the new pitcher. Torres, 6'4", 240 pounds, 21 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. As the 1-0 pitch is in there for a call strike, the count at 1-1. So that ends the line on Brady Hill. The right-hander went two perfect innings. He struck out a pair. So the Grizzlies' bullpen so far, three innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. So Torres, the new pitcher now, third pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen. And with a 7-4 lead, Torres going to try to keep it just like that. So the count 2-1 to Jose Ramos, the shortstop for San Jose. Here comes a pitch from Torres, and it is outside for a ball. The count now at 3-1. Torres, as we said, from Ponce, Puerto Rico, but he was actually, his hometown is Cuomo, Puerto Rico. Got a chance to talk to him. Carlos Torres is fluent in both English and Spanish, and we'll tell you why in a sec, as that's a fly ball to left center field. It's going to get to the gap, go all the way to the wall. This will be two for Jose Ramos. Ramos, 2-for-3. He got robbed on his only out made so far. Fifth hit and the first one since the second inning for San Jose. And it'll bring up the first baseman, and Edison Mora. But so Torres came over the United States and went to Lehigh University, part of the Patriot League, drafted in the last round, the 20th round in 2022 by the Rockies, but 6'4", 240, and only 21 years old. And this boy is a big boy. This is a very strong man that the Grizzlies get to have an honor of having this season. And Torres, really nice guy as well. You'll hear Torres a little bit later on this season, help with interviews as well for translations, and a very good kind of piece for the Grizzlies when it comes to helping out with both the Latin players and the American players. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-1 to Edison Mora. But Torres enters his second professional season with the Rockies. That swung on a miss. The count at 1-2. Born May 3rd, 2001. But he attended Perkiomen School in Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. Perkiomen. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not sure. If I'm saying it wrong, let me know on social media. Has followed a similar path to former Seattle Mariner prospect, and now Cincinnati Reds prospect, Levi Stout. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count is 1-2 still. They went to the same high school, Perkamone School in Pennsylvania, went to the same college, Lehigh, and then were drafted, now playing in the minor leagues together. Well, I guess not together, but you get what I mean there. Here comes the 1-2 from Torres to Mora. And it swung on and missed, and Torres gets Mora with a good pitch low in the zone. That's the first K for Torres. It's only the sixth strikeout for Fresno pitching. And I'll bring up left fielder Tanner Otremba. So then Torres went to Lehigh, played for 3 seasons, appearing in 16 games, 8 starts, compiled a 3-2 record with an 8.17 ERA over 39.2 innings. He had a strong summer performance with the Vermont Mountaineers to help his draft stock. 25 2/3 innings, had a 2.49 ERA with the Mountaineers in the summer league. Here comes the 1-0 to Otromba, and it's a broken bat, heads up, and that is out of play in the count at 1-1. He became the 18th draft selection in Lehigh program history, joining right-hand pitcher Mason Black of the Giants organization, and of course Levi Stout, who we just talked about. And last year, started his pro career with the ACL Rockies, appeared in 4 games, all out of the pen, had 1 save, a 2.08 ERA, and he finished all 4 games. Had a 0.92 whip, and opponents batted 133 against him, as that pitch is fouled to the side, and the count of 1-2 to him. So Carlos Torres into the game now. So Brady Hill, Felix Ramirez, Connor Stain so far. In the bottom of the 6th, 7-4 Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. And Torres back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff double, and it'll bring up Alexander Suarez. So 2 outs now here in the 6th, and here comes Suarez. Grizzlies, 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. For San Jose, 4 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. First pitch is a ball to Suarez. The count's at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the 6th, 7-4. Here's the next pitch. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. The sure-handed Ritter over to first base. And that will end the inning. Another clean inning by the Grizzlies bullpen as we head to the 7th. 7-4, Fresno in the lead. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Game 2 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Grizzlies lead 7-4 here in the top of the 7th. And the new pitcher for San Jose is the right-hander Julio Rodriguez. And this guy should not be here in San Jose. That's how good this right-hander is. The first pitch to Jake Snyder is a ball high in the count at 1-0. Snyder was hit by a pitch back in the third and singled and scored back in the fifth. That hit by pitch drove in a run. And we'll see if Snyder can reach base for a third time now against the right-hander in Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled at the plate in the count now at 1-1. Julio Rodriguez wears number 54 on the back of his jersey, 6'3", 180 pounds, born February 10th of 2000, international free agent in 2018. From Santa Cruz del Sur, Cuba. The Cuban product will wind and deal here. And it swung on and missed. Snyder overpowered on an inside pitch. And the count now at 1-2. Let's do some quick scores around the league while we have you. Modesto leads Stockton 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. As here comes the 1-2, we have time granted. No, we have an automatic ball, so it's now 2-2. Rodriguez was not ready to go in time, and now it's 2-2. Second time we've seen the pitch clock in effect today. Here comes the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed. A devastating off-speed pitch down in the zone, and Snyder strikes out swinging. Good pitch to start for Julio Rodriguez. Continues on that strikeout train. 14. Now 30 strikeouts in this series for San Jose. As we'll bring up the top of the lineup in Andy Perez. Fifth time we've seen Perez. As here's the first pitch from Rodriguez. And Perez showing bunt will put it back in the count at 1-0. So Modesto leads Stockton 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. In the bottom of the seventh, Lake Elsinore in a battle now with Visalia 2-1. After winning 17-0 last night, it is now a barn burner at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. As Perez puts down another bunt, and it's going to be right in front of the mound. Tough play. The catcher makes it in time. What a play by the catcher, and Perez over and gets the first baseman to Mora, and Perez is retired, goes 2-3. On the putout. So two outs now. We'll bring up the catcher and Cody Huff. And then finally, the last game on the California schedule has already ended. Rancho Cucamonga now 2-0. They beat Inland Empire by a score of 5-3. So 5-3 the final there. It's Rancho Cucamonga beats Inland Empire. That pitch is outside in the count at 1-0 to Cody Huff. Huff 4-for-4 chasing some Grizzlies record books. The record for most hits in a game is 6. Here's his fifth at bat. Here's the pitch. And it's a curveball in there. First strike in the count at 1-1. Might actually be a slider right there from Rodriguez. Good action, though. Good late break from Julio Rodriguez against Cody Huff. One out here in the top of the seventh. 7-4 our score. Grizzlies lead the Giants. And we have another clock violation. And now the count 2-1. Rodriguez now wondering what's going on. So now the count is 2-1. We've seen now two violations on the right-hander in Rodriguez. That's a ground ball. That is off the third baseman's glove. It's going to go into shallow left field. Cody Huff has 5 hits. And just like that, Cody Huff is 1 hit away from joining the Grizzlies record books. Unbelievable for the Stanford product. As we'll bring up the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. A record that has stood for since 2015 is now possibly in jeopardy if Cody Huff can hit one more time and get a base hit. Unbelievable. So now here's Betancourt to face Rodriguez. Runner at first, one out, or two outs, excuse me. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider inside of Betancourt. Betancourt nodding, seeing that pitch coming from Rodriguez. The count at 1-0. Betancourt hit into a double play his previous at-bat. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Another great pitch from Rodriguez down in the zone. The count at 1-1. So 1-1. Final score from the big league club for the Rockies. They fell to the Nationals today 10-5, as that is a called strike of a dancing off-speed pitch, and the count now at 1-2. To Betancourt. The Nationals scored 10 runs, had 19 hits on no errors. The Rockies, 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. So 15 runs on 29 hits in the home opener for Coors Field. Oh my goodness. The Rockies now drop to 3-5. The Nationals at 2-6 on the year. They'll be back in action tomorrow night at 5:10 p.m. from Coors Field. As Betancourt swings and misses on a slider low in the zone, Betancourt holds his pose as he strikes out swinging. The Grizzlies don't score, but they still lead 7-4. It is stretch time. We'll keep it here as you'll hear the PA announcer and the fans scream their hearts out right here.
They'll be serving half-price ice cream for the next half inning. Everybody sing along. It's 7th inning stretch time.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. The fans got going with the 7th inning stretch here, and it's 7-4 Fresno over San Jose here in the bottom of the 7th. As Carlos Torres back out for his 2nd inning of work, he'll take on Carter Howell to lead things off, and the first pitch is swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1 to Carter Howell. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect for the matinee game at 3 p.m. tomorrow. That's right, 3 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have the pregame show starting around 2:40 p.m. or so. Stay tuned to our social media pages for updates as well. 3 p.m. tomorrow from San Jose to wrap up this 3-game set. And then back home on Tuesday for our home opener against the Stockton Ports. We're going through scores around the league, so let's take a look around some other scores that we have. Let's start with our AAA affiliate, the Albuquerque Isotopes. It's been that ball is high, deep, and it's going to go foul, just foul. Left fielder Snyder tried making a play on it. Couldn't get there in time, and that ball does land foul, so a loud strike. It'll be 1-2, but tonight it was not Albuquerque's favor. Salt Lake winning 15-2. Salt Lake 15 runs on 19 hits and 2 errors. Albuquerque 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Albuquerque drops to 3-4. Salt Lake 5-2. Silseth with the win. He is now 2-0. The loss to Criswell. He drops to 1-1. As that pitches up into the sky, and it will go foul into the Giants dugout. The count at 1-2. We talked a little bit earlier. Spokane rained out tonight in Vancouver. They'll play a doubleheader starting tomorrow at noon. So if you want to check out what your other Rockies affiliates are doing, you can always check them out on MILB TV and also go listen to our brothers as well, too. Spokane, really excited to see what they have this season. Robinson Cancel, the former Fresno Grizzlies manager, at the helm for Spokane this upcoming season, as that pitch is high and the count out at 2-2. But let me tell you this, that Spokane roster is disgusting. Benny Montgomery, when Yankiel Fernandez joins them, they have Jordan Beck, Sterling Thompson, prospects galore. You take that pitching staff, it's Gabriel Hughes, Jaden Hill. The list goes on and on. I would not be surprised if Spokane wins 90 games this year. That's how good that team could possibly be. And then finally, our last one, our brothers in Double A's. That ball line to left field, and it's going to stay in the ballpark. Another good rip by San Jose hitting, but an out right there. Carter Howell is retired. Goes to F7, and it'll bring up Diego Velasquez, the two-hole hitter. And finally, our friends over in Hartford, the Yard Goats, they dropped a heartbreaker 5-3 tonight to Bowie. The Bay Sox now 2-0, Hartford 0-2. Andrew Cazeta got the start tonight. Last night it was former Fresno Grizzly Case Williams. Case Williams had a good outing. And again, Quesada looks like he had a good outing as well, but Hartford falls 5-3. So they are 0-2 to start the year. As Torres, it's 1-1 to Diego Velasquez. So those are scores around the affiliates here for the Rockies. We are in the bottom of the 7th. 7-4 our score, as that's a swing and a miss. Good pitch from Torres to Velasquez, and the count now at 1-2. So Grizzlies trying to start the year 2-0. Continue their hot play since becoming a Rockies affiliate. Diego Velasquez tonight 0-1. He walked in his first two plate appearances, batting 200 with a 700 OPS. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high fly ball. Jake Snyder racing over, still racing. He doesn't see it initially. He'll reach up and make the catch. He ducks just slightly, but the out is recorded. And it goes F7 as well, as we'll bring up now Thomas Gavello. So now two outs. And here's Gavello. So Gavello will stride to the plate. Here's a pitch from Torres, and it is a strike on the outer half, and the count at no balls in one strike. As Torres looks in again against Thomas Gavello, who is 1-2, batting 500 on the season, and that is outside, and the count at 1-1. So Torres, looks in, he'll come set around the chest. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball into right center field. Fernandez loses his cap. He'll call off Bugarin, and he will make the catch. The Grizzlies still lead 7-4 as we head to the 8th. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball at FresnoGrizzlies.com and stream, guys.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Game two of this three-game series between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 7-4 as we head to the top of the eighth here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Nice crowd on hand taking in some Grizzlies and Giants baseball. 2023 season is underway, and we are happy to bring you the call all season long. Stay tuned, a lot of fun coming out this season, so make sure you stay tuned on our social media pages as well. That's a high chopper to the shortstop, Ramos, over to first base, and a lunge in the play made by Mora for the first out. Fernandez is retired, goes 6-3 on the put out. I'm going to bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. Well, as you heard on a commercial as well, May 20th, Tequila Fest. I know if you don't have your tickets, you are going to miss out on an event unlike any other. From food vendors to tequila tastings to great vendors all around the ballpark. And, of course, the music, the acts, T.I., Rick Ross, Lil Jon, ready to bring the magic at Chukchansey Park on May 20th. If you have not gotten your tickets, I recommend you do it now. They are going hot. They're going heavy. It's going to be so much fun. And let me tell you, I know that you will not want to miss that event at Chukchansey Park. May 20th, Tequila Fest. Again, Lil Jon, Rick Ross, and T.I. will bring you that. Bugarin, high fly to center field. Back on the track. That ball's still going. Goes over the center fielder's head. Bugarin will race, and he has a stand-up double. Jesus Bugarin has now three hits, including back-to-back doubles. And the Grizzlies, again, are in business. 13 hits for Fresno tonight, and he'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Man, that ball was absolutely crushed off of Bugarin's bat. He is now 3-for-5 tonight. He'll bring up Ryan Ritter. But again, final note, Tequila Fest, May 20th at Chukchansey Park. Get your tickets now. They are going hot. They are still available, but do not miss out on that event. If you need more information, you can go to our social media handles and our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. First pitch is a strike to Ryan Ritter here in the top of the eighth. 7-4 our score. Fresno leads San Jose in front of a paid crowd of 1,611. 1-6-1-1, as that's a high chopper to the third baseman. The throw to first, and Gavello to Mora, and Ritter is retired. 5-3 on the put out. No advancement by Bugarin. Two outs with a runner at second, and it'll bring up E.J. Andrews Jr. He walked in his previous at-bats. But tonight's attendance, again, 1-6-1-1. 1-6-1-1 for Friday night baseball here in San Jose. Again, tomorrow night, 3 p.m. first pitch. The pregame show around 2:40 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned to social media to learn a little bit more details. I'm going to leave the pregame guest as a mystery. I want you guys to tune in so you can listen to who my pregame guest is. And let me tell you, you do not want to miss it. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, top of the eighth, though, 7-4 our score. Two outs, runner at second, E.J. Andrews. The count is 0-1 from Julio Rodriguez, who was his second inning of work. That pitch is fouled to the backstop, and the count at 0-2 against E.J. Andrews Jr. Rodriguez, a very, very, very good pitcher, won Pitcher of the Week last year in his first week with San Jose. Just a big body in general, Rodriguez. 6'3", 180 pounds. Very tough arm slot as well, as that pitch is grounded into left field. Base hit. Rounding third, heading home. There's going to be no play at the plate. Jesus Bugarin scores. E.J. Andrews, an RBI single. It's now 8-4 Fresno. So E.J. Andrews with the base knock. That scores Bugarin. And it's now 8-4 Fresno. 14 hits for Fresno, and they've gotten to Julio Rodriguez. As that will bring up Parker Kelly now. Kelly has scored twice, a single and a walk as well to his line. So 8-4 Fresno now here in the eighth, and line drive, base hit center field. First pitch swinging by Kelly. EJ, a big turn at second base, and he will hold up and head back to the bag. And now Parker Kelly reaches for the third time, his second hit of the game, and the Grizzlies just keep hitting. 15 hits now, and it'll bring up the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Now this is not a high for the Grizzlies in terms of hits against San Jose. That would come all the way back to last year. The Grizzlies scored 20 runs on 19 hits last year in a game at Chancy Park. But the Grizzlies are getting close to that number. What we're really hoping for is it gets back to Cody Huff, who could be making history for Fresno. And it's going to be a check on E.J. Andrews at second base. And if the throw was a little bit better from Rodriguez, E.J. could have been caught sneaking away. The throw was just off the bag at second base. And the shortstop taking the throw, Ramos, had to go retrieve that one. E.J.'s back safely. Ramos plays cat and mouse behind E.J. E.J. takes his lead from second. And here comes the pitch, and it's low, and the count now at 1-0 to Jake Snyder. Snyder has reached twice as well, has also struck out twice. Against Rodriguez, he struck out back in the seventh inning. But top of the eighth here, 8-4 our score. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive, base hit to right field. EJ is going to round third. He is heading home. There's going to be a possible play at the plate. No, there isn't. It's going to be cut off by the first baseman, Mora. An RBI single from Jake Snyder as EJ scores. And it is now 9-4 Fresno. Second RBI for Jake Snyder. Up to second base goes Kelly. EJ Andrews scores. And now we'll bring off leadoff hitter and Andy Perez. So here's Perez, and with that being said, Cody Huff will now come up to the plate most likely, if he whether it's here in the eighth or the ninth inning, when the Grizzlies just keep finding it. 16 hits now for Fresno. It's now 9-4. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Good hack there from Perez. Let's talk a little bit about Andy Perez. He is only 18 years old from Santa Clara, Cuba. An international free agent signing in 2021 by the Rockies. Again, part of that big class of Rockies signings in 2021. Bryant Betancourt, Diane Jorge, as that's a ground ball. That will end the inning. He'll go six unassisted as Ramos will step on the bag to end the inning. The Grizzlies get two more runs, and we will talk about Perez at some point this season. We'll be back to the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies lead 9-4, six outs away from being 2-0. We'll be back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth, Grizzlies lead 9-4 over the San Jose Giants from Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Game two of this three-game series. O'Neal Perez to the plate for San Jose against the new Grizzlies arm. It's left-hander Carson Skipper. And the second pitch from Skipper is an over-the-top off-speed pitch. The count at 2-0. Skipper wears the number 32 on the back of his gray jersey. Skipper bats left, throws left, 6'2", 211 pounds. That ball is high, and that ball is gone. Wow. O'Neal Perez took that deep to left. The first home run for San Jose this season. It's now 9-5. Perez got all of that one right there. That ball was crushed out to left field. It's now 9-5, and man, that ball was was destroyed. Holy cow. Here comes the pitch from Skipper over to Cachel, and Cachel flies one foul in the count at 0-1. Back to Carson Skipper, though, 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old, born August 12th, 1999. The Birmingham, Alabama product went to the University of Auburn as that's flown out to left field. Jake Snyder comes in about two steps and will make the catch for the first out of the inning. And here comes shortstop Jose Ramos. But Skipper, as we said, he's a University of Auburn product, 11th round pick in 2022. And the Auburn University guy got a chance to talk to him a little bit earlier, and he said he's been to a lot of Iron Bowl games, so really fun. It will be a lot of fun to talk to him later in the season when maybe there's a chance we've seen Tyler Ross as well join the Grizzlies after he's coming back from his little minor injury. So could you imagine an Alabama and Auburn guy in the same locker room? That could cause a lot of riff, let me tell you that. But back to Carson Skipper, though. Yeah, Auburn University product, 11th round, pick 326 in 2022. Here comes the 0-2. It's in the dirt, the count at 1-2. He's known as a finesse pitcher who mixes a curveball, slider, and changeup to go with his low 90s fastball. Started his pro career with the ACO Rockies, appearing in two games. Allowed one hit and no runs while striking out two. That pitch is high, and the count now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Seen two different arm angles from Skipper so far. Over the top all the way in kind of a three-quarter setup. But really like the way he throws, and that's a great breaking ball right there. Skipper with the strikeout, his first strikeout as a Fresno Grizzly. And he gets Ramos to look at a pitch there. That's the eighth strikeout for Fresno pitching. Then with two outs, we'll bring up the first baseman in Edison Mora. Mora tonight 0-3. He'll try to find his way right here. As we look at the scoreboard in the California League real quick. Stockton leads Modesto 8-7 in the top of the eighth inning. So Stockton scored 3 runs the last time we checked in on that game. And Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 2-1 with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. So Lake Elsinore trying to go 2-0 to start their season. Count is 1-1 to Edison Mora. No average yet this season. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the backstop. The count now at 1 and 2. Now, Excite Ballpark, beautiful ballpark. It's been around for a long time. And it's definitely had a lot of memories. If you've never been to Excite Ballpark, I recommend you do so in the future. Come check out your Grizzlies at some point down the line. But Excite Ballpark, really, really nice. It was, Excite Ballpark has been open since 1942, holds about 4,200 people. And the Giants, being affiliated with the San Francisco Giants since 1988, so they've had their ties here, has been able to have a lot of great memories with Giants players, World Series, and everything in between. As Skipper strikes out Mora to end the inning. We'll finish up on this, but Excite Ballpark has new infield grass. They also have some new lights and better Wi-Fi, and so far, we've enjoyed every bit of it. We head to the top of the ninth. It's now 9-5. Fresno leads San Jose. We'll be back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark, and we possibly have history right here. Cody Huff to the plate, 5-for-5. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike from right-hander Daniel Blair, wears the number 13 on the back of his jersey. But Cody Huff, 5-for-5. He is a hit away from tying a single-season Grizzlies or single-game Grizzlies record as that ball is in the dirt on the count of 1-1. The Grizzlies' individual game record for most hits in a game, Alex Presley, June 1st, 2015. And Cody Huff is a hit away from tying the record. Here comes the 1-1 to Huff. And he swings and misses on high cheese in the count at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have the wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes a 1-2, and it's fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again at 1-2. But Daniel Blair is the right-hander. He is 6'3", 205 pounds, signed as a free agent this season from Peachtree City, Georgia, a University of Texas product in 2022. Here comes the pitch, and that's fouled off, and we'll do it again at 1-2. But I got a text message prior to tonight's game from former Fresno Grizzlies pitcher Kevin Pousatis. And Pousatis, former San Jose Giant as well, said that this is one of his guys that he's been working with. So he said, look out for this guy. As Hupp fouls one off, and that was coming for me right here. And we'll do it again at 1-2. So Pousatis said, look out for his guy. And so here's this guy pitching now here in the ninth inning. So, Kevin, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for giving me some insight on Blair. Good pitching so far from Blair. The count is 2-2 to Cody Huff. But so Daniel Blair in right here. But again, thank you to Kevin Pusadas for giving me a little bit of insight on the right-hander. Comes to 2-2. And it's down low, ball three. And wouldn't this be anticlimactic? A walk would just... I mean, you've reached base six times, but... Man, that just ruins every fun moment we have here, right? Here comes the 3-2. And it's a line drive to the second baseman off his glove. Now the real question, is it going to be a hit? We're waiting on the call right here on the one bouncer to the second baseman. We're waiting for the call officially from the official score. It was a tough ball to the second baseman. Went off the glove initially, so we'll see if it's counted as a hit. Here comes Bryant Bencourt, and he'll look at a ball, and the count is at 1-0. Either way, Huff has reached for the sixth time. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. This could be two. Oh, no, it's bobbled by Cachel at second, and the only option is to go to first. So Huff up to second base. Bencourt is retired. Goes 4-3 on the putout. And the official score has officially ruled it an error for Cody Huff. So unfortunately, it will be an error on the second baseman, Cachel. And Cody Huff is going to go 5-for-6. So here comes Yonkiel Fernandez with the runner in scoring position. 9-5 our score here in the top of the ninth. The Grizzlies 16 hits overall, though. Still trying to get some more runs across the plate here. Three outs away from going 2-0 in the season as Fernandez will take a called strike. Perez initially bounced that ball off his glove. No advancement by Huff. And the count now 0-2 to Yonkiel Fernandez. As we said, the 52nd player to make multiple opening day starts. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a high fly ball. I think it was a broken bat as well. And it will go out of play. So the count will remain no balls and two strikes. And for the fans that are listening at home, the play was close for Cody Huff. It was ruled an error, official score, and that is the final ruling. So I doubt there will be any argument, but for Cody Huff, 5-for-6, not a bad day at the ballpark. He's in scoring position at second base. 9-5 is our score. Here's the pitch. And it's outside for a ball, and the count now at 1-2. So count now 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside, almost hits Fernandez again. Fernandez has had to dodge a couple pitches tonight. He is a very lethal hitter. You do not want to mess with Yonkiel Fernandez. The count now 2-2. As that pitch is fouled off by Fernandez, the count now 2-2. Want to give a shout out to my family listening back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for tuning in. And a shout out to my friend Megan listening in to Greeley, Colorado. So thanks for tuning in, both of you guys. Really appreciate the support. As that pitch is low, and the count now at 3-2. Also shout out to Mike listening in to Fresno, California. And a couple of my coworkers as well in Fresno, California as well. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Grizzlies lead 9-5 here in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. And it is low, ball four. Yonkiel Fernandez reaches base. That is the second walk he has now had. It'll be first and second with one out. It'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, who has had three hits, including two doubles in back-to-back appearances. So Blair walks Fernandez, first and second with one out. Here's Bugarin. And it's fouled off in the count at 0-1, and Bugarin has taken some really nice hacks so far. So 0-1. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball up the middle. What a diving play by Ramos. And he will get the out at second. Fernandez is retired. What a play by the shortstop. Ramos laying out and will make the fielder's choice at second. Huff goes over to third. Fernandez is retired on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Bugarin now to first base. So runners at the corners with two outs. I'm going to bring up the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 0-for today. He walked back in the third. As Ritter fouls that one off, and the count at 0-1. And it would be a catastrophe if I didn't give a shout-out to Nero as well, listening to Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in, Nero. Appreciate all your support, and now go back to bed, write me out. Here comes the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. Ritter just misses on the off-speed pitch, and the count now 0-2. The Giants will have 8-9-1 coming up in the ninth inning. Their last chance against the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off at the plate by Ritter, and we'll do it again. At 0-2. This morning I was at breakfast and Ryan Ritter joined me and got a chance to talk a little bit of game. And it's always fun to talk game with players outside of the ballpark. And Ritter, you know, he said it's kind of funny. He got up early in the morning, wanted to get a workout in, wanted to get some food in his system and get ready for the day at helm. So as he fouls that pitch off the count at 0-2. But Ryan Ritter, really nice guy. If you're a fan, you want to come check him out. Your chance is on Tuesday, April 11th for our home opener. And Ritter is going to be one of the big mainstays of this team. He was on the top 30 prospects for the team. But right now, the Grizzlies only have two of the top 30 Rockies prospects, both starting pitchers, Jordy Vargas and Connor Stain. Ground ball to the shortstop. And out at first, Ramos retires Ritter to end the inning. As we said, Vargas, the number 13 overall prospect. Connor Stain, tonight's starter, the number 29 overall prospect. And now Ryan Ritter is retired to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 9-5, Fresno over San Jose. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Thank you for listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. We will be back with more of the broadcast right after this. Don't go anywhere. Bottom of the ninth here in San Jose, California, at Excite Ballpark. Fresno and San Jose, game two of this three-game series. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 9-5. This is the last chance for San Jose, if not Fresno, starts the season 2-0. Carson Skipper back out for his second inning of work. He's got Tanner Otremba, Alexander Suarez, and Carter Howell. Here's Otrembo, and the first pitch is fouled to the right side and out of play, and the count's at 0-1. Tonight's crowd, 1,611. 60 degrees at first pitch. It's now at a balmy 55 degrees. But now it's a beautiful night. We had rain all morning here in San Jose, but it subsided just enough. We had a little bit of some wet spots on the field and around the concourse as well, but all tidied up by the great crew here in San Jose. Appreciate all the stuff they've given so far this series. We'll finish up tomorrow at 3 p.m. for this three-game series before heading back home. So stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick recap of tonight's game and what to expect for tomorrow. As the 1-2 pitch is fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again with the same count. Carson Skipper. As that's a swing and a miss, and Otremba is down on strikes. Third strikeout by Skipper. And that is the 10th strikeout now for Grizzlies pitching. And Skipper, the leading man in strikeouts, as here comes Alexander Suarez, as that pitch is fouled off, and the count is at 0-1. So no balls, one strike to Suarez. Skipper looks in. He'll come set around the belt. He'll wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch from Skipper on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed into the dirt. And the Grizzlies are one out away from going 2-0. Fourth strikeout for Skipper. 11th strikeout overall. It has been a strikeout fest here tonight. 15 for San Jose pitching and 11 for Fresno pitching. As here comes the next pitch, and it is a called strike on the inner half of the play. And the count at 0-1 to Carter Howell. This is his fifth plate appearance. Modesto has just tied the game in the ninth inning. It is 8-8 there. And looks like Lake Elsinore, I think, beat Visalia. That has not gone final. It's been around the same count for a bit there. But I'm assuming Lake Elsinore held on to beat Visalia. We'll find out tomorrow morning, I guess. Here comes the 1-1. As that pitch is called, strike two on the inner half. And Howell, a couple words for the home plate umpire, Andrew Schrock. Early on the season for umpires as well, they're getting used to the grind as well. As here comes the 1-2 from Skipper, and it's right down the middle. Strike three called, and Skipper sends Fresno to 2-0 here in San Jose. High five line for Cody Huff, Carson Skipper, and your Fresno Grizzlies. Our final score, Fresno 9, San Jose 5, and a big win for your Fresno Grizzlies. We'll talk more about the post-game recap right after this. Your Fresno Grizzlies are 2-0 to start the year.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the post-game show here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Your Fresno Grizzlies take game two of this three-game series and now are 2-0 after defeating the San Jose Giants by a final score of 9-5. Man, this game was wild. It was fun. It was exciting. Let's tell you all about it. First, for your victorious Fresno Grizzlies, 9 runs on 16 hits, 1 error that did leave 15 runners on tonight, while San Jose had 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, they left 5 runners on. The winning pitcher is Brady Hill in his return to San Jose. He is 1-0. The losing pitcher is Esmerline Vinicio. He is 0-1. There was no save despite Carson Skipper striking out 5 over the final 2 innings of work. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,611. Well, let's talk about it. Well, the Grizzlies got on the board early. Yankiel Fernandez, an RBI single, scoring Cody Huff. And the Grizzlies got on the board, 1-0. But San Jose scored 4 runs off of Connor Stain in the bottom of the first, which included an Andrew Cajal 2 RBI single, and then an error led to a run and an RBI as well by O'Neill Perez. But pretty much after that, San Jose was held scoreless by the pitching staff of the Fresno Grizzlies. Perez added a home run in the 8th inning off of Skipper, but that was runs for San Jose. Fresno, though, they kept chipping away after down 4-1. A run in the 2nd, a run in the 3rd, 3 runs in the 5th to take the lead. That was highlighted by an RBI single by Cody Huff. He had 5 hits on the game, and the Grizzlies had another run in the 6th and 2 more in the 8th as well to win it 9-5. Jesus Bugarin had 3 hits, including 2 doubles and an RBI. Andy Perez, if you go down the lineup, an RBI single. Cody Huff, 5-for-6, couple RBIs. Bryant Betancourt had a single. Yankiel Fernandez reached base 4 times, had 2 walks and an RBI single. We talked about Bugarin. Ryan Ritter reached with a walk. E.J. Andrews Jr. had an RBI single. Parker Kelly reached base 3 times and scored twice. Jake Snyder reached base 3 times, 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and a run as well. They were fantastic. The offense was amazing. 16 total hits as well. But Cody Huff, the highlight on the offensive side, 5-for-6. He was so close to tying the hits record in an individual game. But overall, good for them. On the pitching side of things, though, Hayden Birdsong and Connor Stain had some rough difficulties. Both guys went 2 innings before it was a bullpen game after that. But the Grizzlies' bullpen was superior. Felix Ramirez, Brady Hill, Carlos Torres, and Carson Skipper. 7 innings of 2 hits, 1 run ball. They did not walk a batter, and they also struck out 11 total. The Grizzlies' bullpen was amazing tonight. Disgustingly good. Brady Hill gets the win. He is 1-0. The loss to Esmerline Vinicio. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes. So that is what happened tonight. Your Grizzlies are now 2-0. They are first place in the Northern Division in the California League. San Jose drops to 0-2 as we await the Modesto final tonight. Could be the difference maker of where they rank in the standings tomorrow as well. But Fresno 2-0. San Jose drops to 0-2. That brings us to tomorrow. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch here at Excite Ballpark. Pre-game show at 2:40 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned on our social media pages. We'll give you lineups and all the updates as well. We have a great pitching matchup in store for you. Fresno will go with the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa from Bastos, Brazil. The best control, according to Baseball America, in the Rockies system. He will get the start for Fresno, and he will be countered by San Jose right-hand pitcher Will Kempner. Will Kempner will get the start for San Jose. Will Kempner is 6 feet, 220 pounds, was a third-round pick back in 2022 by the San Francisco Giants. So that is what you can expect tomorrow. It will wrap up this three-game series here in San Jose to open up the 2023 campaign. But your Fresno Grizzlies, 2-0 to start the year. Our final score, Fresno 9, San Jose 5, from San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. My name is Stephen Rice. However you are listening and wherever you're listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, 2:40 p.m. Pacific time, with a 3 p.m. first pitch. Stay blessed, have a great night, and go Grizzlies.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.